News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Petro-Carib Development Fund, PDF, has provided over $800 million in development funding for the construction of housing solutions for vulnerable Jamaicans over the last 2 years. Client Relations Manager at the PDF, Shakira Cohen, says the provision of housing solutions has been the primary focus for the agency's social intervention efforts. She says the PDF has partnered with Food for the Poor and the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, to construct the units.
We have delivered approximately 3,000 housing units through the Food for the Poor and the JEEP program, and it has been at a cost of maybe approximately $800 million Jamaican dollars so far to date.
Mrs. Cohen was speaking at a GIS think tank session last week. She adds that the PDF has provided over $900 million to date for the installation of lavatory systems in primary and all-age schools across the island. This was done in partnership with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. The Ministry of Finance and Planning has launched Jamaica's first electronic procurement platform aimed at improving efficiency and transparency in the acquisition of goods, services, and works. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Horace Daly, says the modernization of the public procurement system is a critical step as Jamaica continues to make new alliances and become more competitive on the world stage.
The government of Jamaica is the largest purchaser of goods and services. For there to be efficiency, quality, accountability, and transparency, we felt that the public procurement regime should have been overhauled, and that has been done.
The e-procurement system is in keeping with the government's commitment to strengthen and promote public procurement reform under the Economic Reform Program and is projected to reduce administrative costs as well as processing time. The National Water Commission, NWC, says it will implement no further water restrictions in the Kingston metropolitan area, even as drought conditions prevail. Corporate Communications Manager, NWC, Charles Buchanan, says despite continuing declines in the inflows and storage levels at the Hermitage Dam and Mona Reservoir, the agency has decided to maintain the alternating day supply schedule. Mr. Buchanan says this arrangement represents the most effective means of supplying water to the majority of customers. He says the NWC will be working to improve supply to those areas experiencing extreme supply difficulties.
We'll be continuing our efforts at bringing to operation several of our wells that were out of operation to augment the supply that we have from our other sources. We have been able to bring some of those back into operation since the drought began, and we are expecting to bring back others into operation. By the end of this month, we hope to have an additional 4 or 5 million gallons of water available to us.
Mr. Buchanan was speaking in an interview with GIS News last Tuesday. And the government has appointed a chief information officer to improve the use of information and communication technology ICT throughout the public service. Chairman of the Public Sector Transformation Steering Committee, Pat Francis, says Dr. Louis Shalal has been appointed for 1 year. He is expected to work closely with Chief Executive Officer of eGov Jamaica, Herman Athias, to promote secured, integrated e-services across government.
He comes from Canada with a great reputation of having done the similar kind of thing. His job is to make sense of all of what we have been doing in the past, rationalize it, put it into a structure, put a governance system in place, and then eGov is going to actually implement what he has helped to strategize.
Ms. Francis adds that ICT initiatives are among the suite of projects being supported by the Office of the Cabinet, which has responsibility to strengthen public sector institutions. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.